Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those drum and bass edits that instantly makes a track feel arranged, not just looped. A think break switch up, done in Ableton Live 12, and done with minimal CPU load. The vibe here is simple. We're taking a recognizable breakbeat groove, then flipping it into a tighter, more intentional phrase that creates contrast before a drop, a new 16, or a post-drop variation. And in DNB, that contrast is everything. If the drums never change, the energy flattens out. If you switch too hard, you lose the pocket. So the goal is to land in that sweet spot where the edit feels musical, controlled, and DJ-friendly. We're also staying lean on purpose. No giant layered drum monster. No unnecessary processing everywhere. Just smart slicing. A little automation. Some return effects, and a clean arrangement move that leaves headroom for the bass, the sub, and the rest of the tune. Let's set the scene at 174 BPM. Start with a simple project layout. Keep it focused. One break track, one bass track, maybe a sub track, and a couple of return tracks for shared effects. That's already a big win for CPU. The more you can reuse sends and buses, the less your session starts to choke once the bass design gets heavy. Now choose your break carefully. This matters more than people think. Don't just grab any random loop and hope it behaves. Solo through the sample and listen for a section that has personality, some ghost notes, and a nice relationship between kick and snare. You want a phrase that breathes. If the break is too dense, the edit will sound cluttered. If it already has a little space in it, the switch-up will read much more clearly. A really useful mindset here is phrase grammar. Think of the break like a sentence. One bar sets the idea, the next bar slightly interrupts it, and the next one answers or resolves it. That's what makes the switch-up feel deliberate instead of random. Once you've found the good region, set the loop brace to a clean one or two bar section. If the source is already warping nicely, keep it tight. If needed, warp it so the timing is stable, but don't flatten the life out of it. The swing and the transient character are part of the magic. Now we slice. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For break work, slice by transients. That gives you the hits you need without dragging in unnecessary audio. For the target, drum rack is usually the most practical choice because it keeps everything organized and fast to play with. Once that's done, you can mute or disable the original audio track if you don't need it live. That saves CPU and keeps the workspace tidy. This is where the fun starts. Build a two-bar switch-up in MIDI. In the first bar, keep some of the original break identity alive. Maybe a kick on the downbeat, a snare where it belongs, a couple of ghost hats, maybe a tiny pickup. Then in the second bar, flip the phrase. Move one kick earlier, leave a little pocket of silence before the snare, or repeat a short hat figure as a rhythmic answer. The big idea is call and response, not fill, response. That distinction matters. A fill is often just more notes. A response is a conscious answer to what came before. That's what makes a think break feel smart and arranged. For example, you might have a kick and tail on beat 1, a snare on beat 2, a ghost hat in the space after that, another kick on beat 3, and then a tiny snare drag or pickup into beat 4. The point is not to cram the bar. The point is to create motion with a little bit of tension in the gaps. And that's one of the most important advanced DNB lessons here. Space is a sound. When you leave room, the hits you do place get way more weight. Now, don't just think in note placement. Think in timing and velocity too. If your break had swing in the original source, preserve that with groove pool instead of forcing everything dead straight. Use subtle groove, not a heavy quantize flattening job. Ghost notes can sit a touch late for pocket. Snare hits can stay tighter, and hats can sit somewhere in between depending on the style you want. Velocity is huge here. Main snare accents might live around 95 to 127, while ghost notes can drop into the 30 to 70 range. That difference is what gives the edit depth. You do not need to layer a bunch of extra samples if the performance already has dynamic contrast built in. Now let's keep the processing light and effective. On the break rock or break bus, use as little as you need. If you want the slices to feel clean, simpler can help with a short attack and a modest release. Saturator is great for a little grit, usually just a small drive amount. Drum bus is also excellent if you keep it subtle. A bit of drive, maybe a touch of transient emphasis, but nothing that crushes the life out of the break. If the lows feel too wide, use utility to control width. For anything low-end focused in the break, narrowing it can instantly make the whole arrangement feel more solid. And if the break has enough punch already, resist the urge to stack transient shapers, limiters, enhancers, and every shiny toy in the box. Clean transient chains usually win. Now we add movement with automation and tiny effects punctuation. A classic move is a low pass sweep on the brake bus over the last one or two bars. You do not need to overdo it. Just close the top a little, maybe from a very open feel down into a slightly tighter band, so the listener feels the tension building. On the final hit before the drop, you can even flick a band pass momentarily if you want that little inhale before impact. Echo works really well, but only as a throw. Send one snare hit or one ghost pickup into a return, keep the feedback low, and filter the repeats so they stay out of the low mids. That kind of smoke telltale can make the edit feel expensive without adding much CPU load. Reverb should be even more controlled. Short decay, small amount, high passed return, used like punctuation, not wallpaper. If you splash too much ambience across the whole break, the edit loses its front-to-back punch. DNB needs that sharpness. It needs the drums to speak. Next, we discipline the bass. This is a huge part of making the switch-up land. If the bass is constantly chewing through the same range as the drums, the edit won't read clearly. So during the switch-up, simplify the bass line. Maybe mute a phrase, maybe reduce it to a sub-note under the first bar, maybe automate a filter so the movement relaxes for a moment. You're making room for the drum narrative. And keep the sub-mono. Below around 120 HC, you want that center locked in. In Ableton, utility on the sub-channel with width at zero is a nice clean move. If the low end is disciplined, the switch-up instantly feels bigger, because the listener can actually hear the arrangement change. Here's another teacher tip. If a switch-up feels weak, check whether it's weak musically or just too frequency cluttered. A lot of the time, the rhythm is already good, but the bass is fighting it. Once the pattern feels right, consolidate it. This is where the CPU-friendly part really pays off. If you no longer need MIDI flexibility, render or consolidate the switch up to audio. Rename it clearly, color code it, and keep a muted MIDI backup in case you want to revise later. In a heavy DNB session, this kind of workflow is gold. You freed up resources for the stuff that actually needs to stay live, like evolving bass processing or resampling chains. And honestly, consolidated audio can sometimes feel tighter. When the micro timing is locked in, the edit gets that confident, final shape. Now place it in the arrangement with intention. The strongest spot for a think break switch up is usually the end of a 16 or 32 bar section. Let the track build, reduce the bass, let the tension rise, then let the switch up hit like a punctuation mark right before the next drop or variation. That's where it feels most like an arrangement choice, not just a drum loop trick. You can also use it before a second drop, or as a DJ-friendly intro or outro variation. In a darker roller, for example, you might have 8 bars of groove, 4 bars where the bass simplifies, then a 2-bar think break switch up, then a 1-bar filler impact, and then the drop returns with a slightly different bass phrase. That shape works because it gives the listener a clear emotional arc. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because this is where advanced edits either stay sharp or fall apart. First, don't over-edit the break until it loses its pocket. If you move every hit around, it stops feeling like DNB and starts feeling like a random percussion exercise. Keep the core snare relationship intact and just change the supporting details. Second, don't add layers just to make it heavier. Heavy in DNB usually comes from clarity, not clutter. Third, don't leave bass and switch up fighting in the same frequency range. Simplify the bass and control the sub. Fourth, don't quantize everything dead straight. The ghost notes and little pickup hits are what make the thing feel human. And fifth, don't drown the drums in ambience. A little send-based FX goes a long way. A lot of reverb usually goes nowhere good. A few advanced ideas can take this further. Try a half-bar answer phrase, where the first half of the bar behaves like the old groove and the second half becomes a compact reply. That can make the edit feel like a very fast conversation. Or try a reversed pickup before the new phrase. Bounce a snare or hat to audio, reverse just the lead in, keep it short, and filter it so it sounds like a cue rather than a gimmick. You can also do a micro stutter on one transient only. Duplicate a hit a few times with tiny spacing differences, then consolidate it. That can become a signature little rhythmic twitch without making the whole drum bus heavier. And one of the best DNB tricks of all, resample your favorite version. Once the switch-up is working, print it, chop it again if needed, and use that as material. That's classic jungle logic. Capture the good accident, then make it intentional. So here's your mini challenge. Build a 2-bar think break switch up at 174 BPM. Slice one break to drum rack. Program at least 2 main snares, 2 ghost notes, 1 intentional gap, and 1 pickup into the second bar. Put just one processor on the drum bus, like saturator or drum bus, and keep it light. Send one snare hit to echo on a return with low feedback. Automate a low pass across the last bar. Then place the switch up before a drop. Mute or simplify the bass underneath, and listen back in mono. The question is not, does it sound busy? The question is, does it feel like a real DNB arrangement move? That's the win. A good think break switch up gives you phrase contrast, resets the groove, and keeps the energy moving without blowing up your CPU. It's lean, it's musical, and when it hits right, it feels absolutely deadly. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version or write a companion Ableton rack setup for the drum boss and return FX.